சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 35.
ब्रिहत साम तथा साम्नाम गायत्री छंद सामहम मासानाम मार्गशीर्षोहम ऋतूनां कुसुमाकरः
लॉर्ड कृष्णा एन्यूमरेटिंग हिज विभूतिस फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ मेडिटेशन फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ एक्सपैंडिंग वन्स माइंड ए माइंड व्हिच इज कन्फाइंड एंड रिस्ट्रिक्टेड with one's own likes and dislikes, it cannot accommodate everyone, it cannot adjust with others. A mind which is very much confined or restricted, narrow, such a mind is an unhealthy mind. Such a person never be happy or he cannot give happiness to others. This is very natural for every human being by birth. Selfishness, too much conditioning, likes and dislikes, possessive nature, these are all very natural to the mind. But when I want to mature myself, refine myself, I have to come out of this confinement or conditioning mind, or raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes, possessiveness. To come out of that, I have to train my mind deliberately in an opposite way. That mind which is confined, restricted, narrow, possessive, has to become expansive mind, loving mind, accommodative mind, free from possessiveness, selflessness. All these should come. Learn to love, appreciate everything in the creation, and cheerful with everyone, and accepting everyone as they are. This is the nature of a mature mind. Such a mind is a healthy mind. Such a person live happily to oneself and give happiness to others. This is the middle stage of your own mind. So the later you are preparing your mind for highest knowledge, superior knowledge, where there is no raga, dvesha at all, at mind level, almost nil. Even they are there at minute level, they are insignificant. To that state when you go, only you get aham brahmasmi jnana. Until you dilute your raga, dvesha, you cannot enter the realm of highest arupa jnanam. Therefore, all the way the Bhagavad Gita Upanishads prepare us for a length of time with a length of teaching. We have to see that depth of the teaching, how it handles our mind, how it handles our mind. Why many people are not getting the highest knowledge? No? Because of ego, because of identity with their own possessions, qualifications, with their own ahankara, name and fame. and with their own real near and dear people, they get a lot of ahankara. Even sannyasi also, no exception. Sannyasi also has got lot of abhimana towards his own or her own students. Abhimana towards ashrama. Abhimana towards books. Abhimana towards kamandalu. Abhimana towards rudraksha. Abhimana towards whatever minimum possessions they have. Such a person can never get Atma Jnanam. Because in Atma Jnanam, you are supposed to renounce everything. Tyage naike amrutatva manashuhu. By renunciation only one can get that Atma amrutatvam. Very toughest task. Therefore, Upanishad is preparing us. First, Ekarupa Upasana to Vishwarupa Upasana to Arupa Upasana or Jnanam. It's a long journey. By that time, you feel sleepy or tiredness. If you're untiringly you are listening for that immortality, Amritatvam, you are the winner. Gold cup winner. So now you are in the journey of that running race. To get that gold cup, what? Moksha. Moksha gold cup. What is moksha gold cup? Moksha gold cup is nothing but a mind which is free from disturbance. A mind which is tranquil. A mind which is clear. And we have intellect mind which is having clear understanding about oneself and the universe. No bhayam, no insecurity, no unhappiness, no guilt, no hurt. Nothing is there. Anando brahmana, that ananda. Wonderful state that is. It is not a state. It is my real nature. Until I remain in that Atma Swarupam, Jnanam, my journey has to continue. Shastra is a means, that's all. To give that state of mind, that tranquility, that clarity, that understanding, that ananda, that security, that fearlessness, all these are accomplished only through Shastra study. For that purpose only we are studying Shastra. Why we are coming to Shastra? Only for that purpose. To attain that fearlessness. Security. Ever security, not temporary. Permanent. So this is a means. Vibhuti Yoga is a means. Sometimes we get doubt. Why Lord Krishna go on praising himself? What for? He is also like ordinary person, like political leaders. They are praising themselves. I am Indran, Chandran, I am so great. And like that, Krishna also praising himself. Krishna is praising himself, his vibhutis, not for himself, not for his sake, but for our sake. The more you listen to the vibhuti of the Lord, the more your mind becomes so healthy. So healthy. How much time it will take the mind to become healthy, how much time it will take, nobody knows. How much unhealthy your mind, it depends upon that. Unhealthy mind, unrefined mind, strong, powerful raga dveshas are there, very slow process. If it is medium, means okay, you will pick up fast. If you are already pure, your mind is very pure already. Already means what? No much likes and dislikes, raga, dvesha, any sort of asuya is not there. Suppose you are very closer, anartham. You are very close. Close to whom? Close to the Lord. Close to that Atma Swarupam. So therefore, check your mind. check your mind. So Bhagavad Gita study is all the way to refine my personality, to refine my thinking, to refine my own perception towards the world. For that purpose only I am studying Bhagavad Gita. Knowingly or unknowingly, your mind will get refinement. Even you do not know how you are getting refinement. It is not a visible thing to see outside. It happens. It happens. As you are listening to Bhagavad Gita, you feel some relaxation. How it comes? It comes, that's all. Even you do not know how it comes. It does its job. You keep give yourself to Shastra. Shastra take care of yourself. That is the greatness of Shastra. But you have to be available to Shastra. Bhagavan says, Hey Arjuna, understand me. Aham Gayatri Chandasam. Samnam Brihatsama Aham. I am the Brihatsama among the Sama Mantras. I am the Gayatri among the Vedic meters. That Gayatri which has come from the Vedas, when they churn, Brahmaji churn Vedas, Gayatri came. That Gayatri I am. Then up to here we saw in the last class, Margasirshaha Masanam Aham. I am the Margasirsha, Margali. In Tamil, they say Margali Masam. In Sanskrit, Margashirsham. Margasirsham is a month actually not good for starting any worldly activities. Margali Masam, Dhanur Masam, they call it as Dhanur Masam. December 15th to January 15th, it is Margali Masam, not good for starting any worldly ventures. That is why people consider that month is not auspicious. Once it is not auspicious, these people are not doing any rituals. Once there are no rituals, there are no any sort of activities, people become lazy. Therefore, what our people say, therefore, you have to dedicate your time for worship of God. You have to dedicate your time for the worship of God so that 1 month you will not lose the track. Pannumbodhu regular ekadasi upavasam, this upavasam, that ritual and all, our mind is alukku fayana, alukku irukke. If I won't do anything 1 month, because Shastra says not to start anything in that month, appo enna aagum manasuna nalla thirupu pidichu poidum apdi. Therefore our people ancestors are intelligently keeping that month for the purpose of get up early morning, go to the temple. Because it is not auspicious, therefore you have to do many prayers, lot of puja. In the Margali Masam, in the temples you see busy, busy people. People do not know that. They think Margali Masam is very auspicious, therefore I have to go to temple. Now, ipoda puriyirathu namakku. Puriyala, Bhagavad Gita padichada theriyum. It is not auspicious for starting anything, therefore Margali Masam, people will become lazy, therefore it is winter season. Therefore, what elders says, come on, get up. Take bath in the river or in your house itself and go to temple. Do stotrams, prayers. And that is why music season also they kept morning to till night. 8 o'clock onwards it starts up to 10 o'clock in the night. Margali Masam. Masanam Margashirshaha Aham Asmi. This is the month which is very, very auspicious. They say devatas come onto the earth to take bath in the rivers. They say in Margali Masam, devatas come down to the earth. to bless the people. Because people are sleeping because of winter season, devatas are coming to dip, to take bath in the river, and you also go for that bath. So on pakkathile irundhu you also take bath, you also get lot of punyam. That water is sanctified. Like that, so many concepts are there about Margali Masam. Then Masanam Margasirshaha, next one. Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Now we are in Vasanta Rutu. Correct vandhi parango and the slokam. This is called blessing of the Lord. It happens. Accidentally it happens. What Rutu ipo going on? Vasanta Rutu. Spring season. Spring season. Day before yesterday only, no? But 1 week before itself it has started. Tamil New Year, Telugu New Year. According to Sanskrit New Year, that Telugu New Year, Kannadiga New Year, and Maharashtra, Gudi Padava, all these are all exactly start that day. Panchangam starts from that time only. And Tamilians are kind of extra special, you know. And if a Pongal is a new year, our very chief minister, last time when he was in chief minister, he converted Tamil New Year, Pongal, into a Tamil New Year. How Pongal can become Tamil New Year? Ella edho konja different a irukanum illayo. People want to appear as a different. Pooja Swamiji always puts a joke. This to look differently, people do so many things. A boy, he want to look differently. Therefore, what? Ella pant hole potuduva. Everywhere holes. And look differently because everyone looks at him. How to attract people? Something or other. Therefore, putting chain, no buttons to the shirt and open and going. And everybody looks at him. Eppadi avadu attract pannanum. என்ன காதுக்கு ஒரு தோடு போட்டுக்கணும், பின்னாடி ஒரு முடி வச்சுக்கணும். ஸோ எவ்ரி ஒன் லுக்ஸ் அட் ஹிம் டு பி டிஃபரெண்ட். அதர்வைஸ் நோபடி சீயிங் அட் மீ, வாட் டு டூ? தட் வை பீப்புள் வாண்ட் டு சேஞ்ச் தேர் ஹேர் ஸ்டைல், ட்ரெஸ் ஸ்டைல், அண்ட் த பிளவுஸ் கோஸ் அப் அண்ட் டவுன், நோ இட் இஸ் மூவிங் சம்திங் ஆராதார். எதுக்காக இது என்ன? ஸோ ஆல்வேஸ் வி ஆர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் டு அட்ராக்ட் அதர்ஸ் vision towards us, they should look at me and kashtapadra summa kashtapadrom. Something or other we do, either nail polish or hair dry or different dress, different varieties, differently they want to be. Anna idukku differently anna, what I am, that's all. Because they are not happy with themselves. Dissatisfaction, inadequacy. So Bhagavan says, Rutunam Kusumakaraha. Akaraha means, Kusuma means flowers. Akaraha means attractive. All attractive flowers, in which season they spring up. All flowers comes in the spring season, not in the month of January. January, really speaking, no flowers, no leaves. That is why it is not a new year for us. Your life also should prosper and blossom like leaves. Just as the tree gets new leaves, new flowers, new fruits, your life also get new ideas and prospers and blossom and get fragrance. Not when all leaves gone, everything, and we celebrate New Year. That means your life also apdiye poidum. Adhaan adukada January enna jananam varri. Paramarthananda Swami says jananam varri January enna. Why I am telling you, understand, when we perform a puja, a festival, there is a meaning. Why we celebrate Ugadi enna? It is Adi for the Yuga. Yuga Adi, then it became Ugadi, you know. Yuga Adi, Yugasya Adi, in the beginning of the year, it is a spring season. You see the trees, the flowers, and everything is so green and fresh. kusumakaraha, attractive flowers are there. Actually, in that vasanta rutu, only upanayanam has to be done to a brahmana. Upanayanam has to be done, and at that time only agnyadhanam, lot of rituals to be done in vasanta rutu, it is very auspicious. That is one conventional method or process or practice is there in our culture. Vasanta is first season, then Grishma, summer season, Varsha, rainy season. There are six Shad Rutus are there. Among Shad Rutus, Vasanta is one. That's why Tamilians generally keep Vasanta name. My students, half a dozen students are there, Vasanta, Vasanta. I get confusion, which Vasanta? So that Vasanta Rutu, Grishma Rutu, Varsha Rutu, Hemanta Rutu, then Sharad Rutu, then Sisira Rutu. So six you have got. Vasanta Rutu, Grishma Rutu, Varsha Rutu. Grishma Varsha means, you know, summer and rainy season. Hemanta Rutu and Sharad Rutu. These Hemanta and Sharad are very nice. After Varsha Rutu, Hemanta, Sharad, what happens, no? The moon is so bright. Those months, moon's light is so bright. That is called Sharad Rutu, Hemanta Rutu. And Shishira Rutu means winter season, autumn and winter. These are all the seasons. Kusumakaraha, I am. And Vasanta Rutu, I am. In which season flowers are blossoming. Next shloka we will read.
Dyutam chalayatam asmi. Tejas tejasvi namaham. Jayosmi vyavasayosmi. Sattvam sattvavatamaham.
Aham chalayatam dyutam asmi. Chalayatam means among deceivers. I am dyutam asmi, gambling. Inna Bhagavan poi poi idhi solrare na. I am gambling among the deceivers. We have to understand in a right manner. Okay, you need not take that type of jutam which deceives you. You must be careful. Anything which is not good, people are easily addicted to that. When person is not mature enough, we do not know what is good, what is bad. So they are addicted to that easily. Firstly, what person thinks, this is very favorable to me. This is very, very nice to me. I get lot of money. And because of this, I get lot of money. Because of money, I can enjoy my life. Like that, he think it is so favorable for me. That thinking slowly develops what liking for that. Since it is favorable for me, mind gets liking for that. Slowly I like it. Once I like it, because it is favorable for me, because I think it is favorable, so whole thing is mind projection. Mind projects, this is nice. Therefore I like it. If I like it, then what? I want it. Once I want it, I want to get it. Then I get it, then I slowly get addiction. Addicted to that. Anything, even amrutam visham. Suppose you take too much amrutam also, it is visham. Even good things are also bad if they are over. We have to understand. So here, dhyuta means any addiction. You need not take only gambling. Any addiction. It is a power of addiction and artham. Here dhyutam indicates power of addiction. You can see that Dharmaputra and this Nala, both are very great in playing dhyutam, gambling. So he has got lot of addiction, Dharmaputra. He has forgotten that he is putting his brothers and wife in that dhyotam. He has lost his discrimination. What do you mean by addiction? An addiction is that in which you lose your discriminating power. What is right, what is wrong, what am I doing? The person loses his discriminative power. That's why these drug addictive people, the pethidine and all, they are taking lot of drugs, you know. They steal anything, even thali, wife's thali also they take. That much addicted in artham. They want to take that heroin, pethidine for addiction, addicted medicine, you know. They are addicted to that alcohol. And they want money. Where they go? Even Bhagavan puja saman also they take. Taliye they take, wife's tali. Like that, even lot of thousands and thousands of rupees they spend on that. Need the horse race. It is a type of addiction, many people. And you, some countries they encourage so much. You go to Malaysia and Singapore, there are centers, gambling centers. People go there. If you give 100 rupees, you get 10,000 rupees. And they're going to get 10,000 rupees. If you put 10,000 rupees, you get 1 lakh. And they put 10,000 rupees. Then 1 lakh they get. If you put 1 lakh rupees, 10 lakhs will come. And they put that 1 lakh, whole thing goes. Like that, they go on and on and on they do. Even youngsters, they go and they play that gambling. Gambling means cheating others. Even this lottery is a type of gambling. Lottery is also a type of gambling. Why you buy 1 rupee ticket, you know, lottery ticket, you want to get crores. Is it not gambling? I got lottery. Anna. You have not got lottery. You are doing gambling. Anna. You know, 1 rupee, you know, crore. This is the addiction. People go on looking at the lottery, vandada. In the Madri, there are people, they are spending a lot of money and they spoil their families. And the people in the family, they get destroyed, no education, nothing. Very, very dangerous scenario. So, all these are not good. But Bhagavan says here, that is also my vibhuti only. It is a vibhuti. Bhagavan vibhuti only, therefore I play gambling and I don't say like that. So, people take advantages, no? That's the problem. Shubhavasana you have to develop. Ashubhavasana you should not develop. So, it is a better to be careful before a person getting addiction. Before addiction itself, you have to avoid it. Once you are addicted to anything, don't take gambling means only gambling. Seeing cereal is a type of gambling. All pakkathile yaar irukkaan theriyamale ore cereal paathittu irundhaan, is it not addiction? Is it not addiction? It's addiction only. Anything if you are addicted to some sweet, some tobacco, some type of ganja, all these are addictions. Enna, what do you mean by addiction? If it is not there, my life is empty, I am unhappy. If you think, that is called gambling. Puriyirudha? Once, it is should not become a need for me. It is a luxury, you know. Seeing TV or cereal or something, any thing is a luxury. It should not be a need. First you start as a luxury, person starts as a luxury, smoking, drinking, gambling, it's a luxury. Nalla panakkaranda pannuva, pannam irukka enna pandrathu? Pannuva. Then he becomes slowly addicted to that. Slowly that whatever the richness, property, everything become karpura arati anna. It goes like a karpuram. Within days, within months, totally smashed. And what remain, you know, finally? Disease. This person get disease. Vyadhi vandadu. Any addiction leads to a vyadhi. Therefore, I am the power, dhyutam chalayatam, that is the vibhuti of the Lord. All plus minuses, all are there. But if you are in moderate, no problem. But naturally people gets addiction. Therefore it is dangerous. Deceivers. Aham tejaha tejasvinam. I am the tejas, brilliance. I cannot survive without that. And that is a deceiver. Final point I'm telling. I cannot survive without that. And the without that, edi solrano, that is the deceiver. Even human relation. I cannot survive without that relation if I say that is also a type of addiction. Nothing can deceive me in the world. Nothing can deceive me means what? Nothing can cause an addiction to me. Even relation, human relation. I cannot survive without that. Alcoholic person says what? I cannot survive without alcohol. That means alcohol is a deceiver. I cannot survive without smoking cigarette. That means smoking cigarette is a deceiver. I cannot survive without that person's relation. That means what? That person is a deceiver. Because you are addicted. You are addicted means what? Your buddhi, jnanam, aishwaryam, everything gone for that sake. Your knowledge, everything you have lost. Is it not deceiver? Any relation, you are deceived by that person only. Is it not? I cannot survive without that thing or that person or that relation, if I say, they are all come under deceivers. Even father, mother also. If I am addicted to my parents' relation, I do not know what is dharma. Prahlada was not addicted to his father's relation. I need not extend this because I want to tell you what do you mean by addiction. Nammedo nenikiran addiction anna tobacco, addiction anna gambling, race course pona addiction, alcohol, smoking the addiction, mattadella nalladanna. No. Any addiction is that without which I cannot survive and chonna, adi the deceiver. And the deceivers and the gambling, that I am, Bhagavan says, means you be careful. Bhagavan, he cannot be deceived by that. Bhagavan, everything is under the control of Bhagavan. But we are under the control of all weaknesses. Okay. Therefore, any relation also, I cannot survive without person, with this money, with this and chunna. They are all deceivers only. Why they are called deceivers? They are dragging your discriminative power, they are dragging your intelligence, they are dragging your physical, mental intelligence, everything. And they make you useless, unfit for moksha. Whoever makes you unfit for moksha, they are all called deceivers. Even your wealth, even your own wealth obstructs you not to go for spiritual upliftment, spiritual sadhana, shastra. Your own wealth is not a deceiver. Tell me, I cannot survive without my wealth, and if you say, it is a deceiver. It is an obstacle for you. You are misusing your money, you are misusing your property, you are misusing your wealth. Instead of using your wealth for dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you are succumbed to your wealth, possessions and all. And is it not a deceiver? Deceiver only. Anything that obstructs me from my spiritual goal is a deceiver. This is the final. Anything that obstructs me not allowing me for my spiritual upliftment, that is a deceiver. Whatever it may be, it is a deceiver. There nothing can deceive me in this world. That means nothing can obstruct me from spiritual upliftment. Appadi irkanum. By that time you look at back, everything is over. Appadi irka koodadhu. Therefore, be careful. Be careful. Shankaracharya said in Bhajagovindam, Makuru dhana jana yavana garvam. Your name and your fame, how long? So many people, great, great kings came and went off. Nothing remained in this creation. And you lose the purpose of your life. Earning money is not the ultimate. Earning or getting name and fame is not the ultimate in life. There is the most valuable ultimate goal in life. People lose sight of when they get name, when they get fame, when they get money, when they get a lot of other things, they lose sight of the moksha purushartha. That is why manushyanam sahasreshu. Very, very rarely people get moksha. Very rarely they desire. Because there are attractions. Name, fame, attraction. Lot of money is there. Khaavo, pivo, maja karo, enjoy. இவ்வளவு பணம் இருந்து என்ன சும்மா உட்கார்ந்துருக்கியே, ஃபைவ் ஸ்டார் ஹோட்டல் ஒன்று வாங்கிடலாமே அண்ணா. அப்போ அது வாங்கினதுக்கப்புறம் அது மெயின்டைன் பண்ணுன்னு சொல்லுவான். இதுக்கு என்ன பகவத்கீதாவது கிளாஸ் ஆகுது, இப்படியே ஏறிண்டே போகும். எண்ட்லெஸ் அஹம் தேஜா. ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் எ டிசீவர், தேஜா வில் கோ அவே. பகவான் சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் தேஜான், பிரில்லியன்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் ஆஃப் த பிரில்லியன்ட், I am the brilliance of the brilliant. That is why when they do Sandhya Vandanam, every day they say, Brahma Tejasvi Bhuyasam, let me become Brahma Tejasvi. Tejasvi Bhuyasam, Brahma Varchasi Bhuyasam, let me become a Brahma Varchas. No? Let me have a Brahma Varchas. What do you mean by Brahma Varchas? Right thinking is Brahma Varchas. Right thinking at right time, at right place. Right thinking come at wrong place. Wrong thinking come at right place. You know, use. All correct time ku varanum. Tejas anna, adhida tejas. Not applying, no, lot of creams and all. And the tejas evala naal irukum. This tejas brilliance means that brilliance born out of knowledge. Knowledge is that which is always kindling, it will never go away. Only one thing, it will never diminish, that is knowledge. The more you give knowledge, your knowledge will increase more and more. The more you give money, your pocket will become empty. The more, however much rich you are, you give to others, you become a pauper after some time. But knowledge, you go on giving to others, your knowledge is increasing further and further in the form of in other students it is increasing. The knowledge can never diminish. Therefore, get knowledge, not money, name and fame. But rarely people are working for knowledge. அது சொன்னாலே நமக்கு தூக்கம் வந்துடும். போதும் சுவாமி, படிச்சிருந்தெல்லாம் போதும் அண்ணா. என்ன சரஸ்வதி அனுகிரகம் இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். சரஸ்வதி அனுகிரகம் இல்லைன்னா தான் அந்த மூஞ்சி அப்படி இருக்கும்னா. ஓகே, தேஜஸ்வி நாம் அஹம் தேஜா அஸ்மி. தென் வியவசாய அஸ்மி அஹம் அஜயா அஸ்மி வியவசாய அஸ்மி. ஐ ஆம் விக்டரி. ஜயா மீன்ஸ் விக்டரி. ஐ ஆம் சக்சஸ் இன் ஆல் வெஞ்சர்ஸ். ஜயா மீன்ஸ் சக்சஸ். I am the success in all ventures. Whenever you get success, don't say it is my success. Hey, Bhagavan says it is mine. That success in all successors, the one who is succeeded in his victory, that success I am. That is why our people say when you are successful, what do you have to say? By God's grace, you have to say. This is not my success. Bhagavan udayade. Because of his grace only everything is going on. Nam appadella solla mattom. நான் எவ்வளோ கஷ்டப்பட்டேன், நான் எவ்வளோ கஷ்டப்பட்டு மேலே வந்தேன், இது அவர் எதுக்கு சொல்லணும்? தட்ஸ் வை அவர் சில்ட்ரன்ஸ், நான் தான் கஷ்டப்பட்டு படிச்சிருக்கேன், இதுக்கு போய் பகவானுக்கு தேங்காய் உடைக்கணுமா என்ன? அவராக படித்தார், நான் தான் படித்தேன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மார்க் ஹேஸ் காட்னஸ் டிஸ்டிங்ஷன் ஹி ஹாஸ் காட், ஹீ திங்ஸ் வாட், ஷீ ஆர் ஷீ திங்ஸ் வாட், ஐ ஓன்லி ஹவ் ஸ்டடிடு, கஷ்டப்பட்டு படித்தேன் நான் தான், வித் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க் ஐ காட் சக்ஸஸ் என்ன. பகவான் சேஸ் டோன்ட் திங்க் லைக் தட், ஜெயா அஹம் அஸ்மி. தென் இ பர்சன் ஆஸ்க், ஐ ஓன்லி டிட் லாட் ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க், பகவான் ஹவு கேன் ஹீ டேக்ஸ் தட் சக்ஸஸ் என்ன, தட் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் சேஸ் வியவசாய அஹம் அஸ்மி, தட் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க் ஹூச் இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் த சக்ஸஸ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம், விடமாட்டார். ஏன்னா நமக்கு நல்லா இருக்க மண்டையில் ரொம்ப ஸ்ட்ராங் ஈகோ, அதெல்லாம் அவர் வந்து டிஃப்ளிட் பண்ணுறார் பகவான். டிஃப்ளிட் அஸ்மி வியவசாய மீன்ஸ் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க்னு அர்த்தம், ஐ ஆம் த எஃபர்ட், தட் எஃபர்ட் ஹூச் நெவர் ஃபெயில்ஸ். இஃப் யூ புட் எஃபர்ட், ப்ராப்பர் எஃபர்ட், யூ நெவர் ஃபெயில் இன் யுவர் லைஃப். All failures are because of lack of effort. All failures because of lack of effort. We never look at our effort. Generally, what do you say? அவருக்கு கருணை இல்லை, பகவான் blessings are not there, we say. But பகவான் says, I am not the cause, but I am in the form of effort. So the person who is doing hard work, that effort is also பகவான். Because of which effort success comes, that success is also Bhagavan. Then what is yours, tell me now? Suppose you are successful because of hard work. Who is successful now? Can you claim that success is yours? That hard work is yours? How to educate our children? Your success, your hard work, everything is Bhagavan only. That much, you know, surrender, bhavana should come. This is called Bhagavan in one's life. Otherwise, very easily within few days, few months, you become a nastika. Very easy to become a nastika. It is very difficult to become, be an nastika. Many people are nastikas. Out of fear, they appear as astikas. But they are not real astikas. Real astika is a one not having fear, but having a bhakti, a surrender, a trust, love for God. Maximum people are bhaktas out of fear. Out of fear bhaktas are not real bhaktas. Namakku pooja pannalana enna panduvaru avar swami, adinala pannappa nu solluva. Not out of love they are doing, out of fear they are doing. Bhagavan knows, out of fear you are doing, or out of bhakti you are doing, puja, vratam, offerings, all how you are doing, Bhagavanukku theriyada? Bhayathoda pandriya, bhaktiyoda pandriya, Bhagavanukku theriyada? Unakku theriyamal irukkalam, avanukke theriyadu. Bhayathoda pandrana, bhaktiyoda pandrana, avanukke theriyadu, Bhagavanukku theriyum. That is why our Bhagavan, your Gabavan. This person thinks I know everything. அதனால் அந்த அளவுக்கு திமிர் இருக்கக்கூடாது, ஈகோ இருக்கக்கூடாது, அகங்காரம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. த மோர் பணிவு, த மோர் வினயம், த மோர் ஹியூமினிட்டி யூ டெவலப், த மோர் யூ க்ரோ மெச்சோர். பட் வெரி ரேர்லி பீப்புள் ஹாவ் ஹியூமினிட்டி. எங்கேயோ ஒரு இடத்துல வந்து அப்படியே அந்த ஹிஸ்ஸிங் பாம்பு தலை மாதிரி நிற்கும், கோப்ரா மாதிரி. திங்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த இந்திரன், சந்திரன், சூரியன், ஒன்றுமே இல்லை. ஒரு வாட்டி ஒரு டிசென்ட்ரி, ஒரு டயாரியா வந்தால் அவுட், ஒன் வீக் டிசென்ட்ரி ஆர் டயாரியா, என்ன இந்திரன், சந்திரன், சூரியன்? தட்ஸ் வை பகவான், பிஃபோர் ப்ரைட் கம்ஸ், பிஃபோர் ஃபால் த ப்ரைட் கம்ஸ் அன் ஈடியம். பிஃபோர் ஃபால் த ப்ரைட் கம்ஸ், ப்ரைடுன்னா கர்வம். இந்த கர்வம் வருது என்ன, அது எப்போ வருமா? விட போகிறதுக்கு முன்னாடி வந்துடுமா அது, இன்னும் விட போகிறேன்னு அர்த்தம். ஏதோ தாக்கல் வரப்போகிறதுன்னு அர்த்தம். இட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு அட்டாக் யூ. Bhagavan knows when to teach a lesson in what way to everyone. Bhagavan, that is why he is called Bhagavan. He teaches a lesson. So Bhagavan, before he is teaching lesson, you learn a lesson. So, adhikada shastram. Yedhika shastram padikram theriyumo. எதுக்கு படிக்கிறோம் உங்களுக்கு தான் தெரியணும், நான் சொல்ல மாட்டேன். விவசாய அகமஸ்மி தென் சத்வவதாம் சத்வம் அகமஸ்மி. ஐ ஆம் த வர்ச்சூ ஆஃப் த வர்ச்சுவஸ் சத்வவதாம். த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் எண்டோடு வித் தர்ம ஜான வைராக்கிய ஆல் ஐஸ்வர்யம் த ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி. தர்ம மீன்ஸ் ரைட்சுவஸ். ரைட்சுவஸ் Like lot of money they have, lot of knowledge they have. How they got? At the same time when they have knowledge and richness, they have dharma also. That dharma is very important. Without dharma, you are a rich person. You use your money for what purpose? For all wrong purposes you use the money. So dharma is very important. Without dharma, dhanam is there, that dhanam is harmful. If you are not a value-based person, you are not having values, dharma, that richness give ashanti to you. That money will give dukkham only. Along with dharma, even education also. That education without dharma, that education will harm to that person. So, education, wealth and everything should go along with dharma. So dharma is important. Even you are not rich also doesn't matter. Even you are not knowledgeable, qualified very much is also not problem. No problem there, but dharmic you are not, suppose, problem. So first be dharmic. Follow values. Never cheat others. Never have any wrong, negative thinking on others. All that values you know. I need not tell ahimsa, satyam, asteyam, brahmacharya, aparigraham. All these universal values, personal values. Every minute, am I following value or not? Dharmam tam anugachati, and the shastran says. Even husband, children, people, oh, nobody come along with us. Even your richness won't come along with you. Even your security deposits cannot come. And a bank, all edutiruva. He won't come to you. Who will come? Dharmam tam anugachati. Dharma follows you. Dharma devata follows you. Enna punyam pandirikiyo, adida unnu koda varum. Povum bodu. Nothing will come along with us. But how many people remember when they are living? They are accumulating so much except dharma. Shastra says, accumulate a lot of punya, dharma, dharma, dharma. Shastra says, even dharma, adharma, all accumulate panni. Adharma thinal, all wrong things he does, you know, everything wrong. Now, onnu wrong ye pannalanna. Even expecting money from others, which does not belong to me, is called adharma. Even expecting name, fame, money, which does not belong to me legitimately, if I expect, it is called adharma. You have to go to that minute level of adharma. Everyone thinks, I am dharmic. Ellar dharmic, the militant kuda nenpa, I am dharmic. Terrorist also nenpa, I am dharmic. Naxalite kuda thinkamanna, I am dharmic. Thiridan also think, I am dharmic. Enna solluvel? Adhanaley, at our level, at our circle, how much I am dharmic? In my profession, in my interactions, how much I am dharmic. If not, Bhagavan is away from us. That's why Bhagavan says, Sattvavatam. In dharmic people, the dharma, sattvam, I am that virtue. Balam is anartha. Balam is the real balam, strength is virtue. Dharma is your balam. What is your strength? My strength is physical strength, or possessions strength. My strength is my children are my strength. Even your physical body is not your strength. Your dharma is your strength. That much importance I have to give to dharma. Adu onnu irukane theriyadhu namakku. Andha dharmamana vaalkai, dharmamana chintanai. Andha chintanai irukkanum. என்ன சுவாமினி அந்த தர்மம் என்ன? சரி அது சொல்லுங்க ஃபர்ஸ்ட். என்ன இந்த ராமாயணம்லாம் கேட்டேன், ராமருக்கு சீதை என்ன ரிலேஷன்னு கேட்ட மாதிரி இருக்கும். நிறைய வாட்டி சொல்லியிருக்கேன், ஸ்ரூயதாம் தர்ம சர்வஸ்வம் ஸ்ருத்வா செய்வாவதாரியதாம் ஆத்மனஸ்து பிரதிகூலானி பரேஷாம் ந சமாச்சரேத். இந்த ஸ்லோகம் கண்டஸ்தம் ஆகிடுதோ? ஆகலை. ஆகலைன்னு இன்னும் நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கலான்னு அர்த்தம். ஸ்ரூயதாம் தர்ம சர்வஸ்வம், எல்லா தர்மம் ஒரே வார்த்தையில் சொல்லணும்னு என்ன என்ன? ஆத்மனஸ்து பிரதிகூலானி பரேஷாம் ந சமாச்சரேத். வாட் யூ டோன்ட் லைக் அதர்ஸ் டு டூ டு யூ, யூ ஷுட் நாட் டூ டு அதர்ஸ் இஸ் த தர்ம. வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் அதர்ஸ் டு டூ டு மீ, எதர் பை வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பை ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் பை தாட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டூ டு அதர்ஸ் இஸ் கால் தர்ம. ஸ்ரூயதாம் தர்ம சர்வஸ்வம் ஸ்ருத்வாச்ச அவதாரியதாம், ஐ யூ ஹாவ் டு இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட். ஆத்மனஸ்து பிரதிகூலானி, ஆத்மனஸ்துன்னா ஃபார் ஒன் செல்ஃப், எது பிரதிகூலமோ எது பிடிக்காதோ எனக்கு தட் விரும்ப மாட்டானோ அது பரேஷாம் ந சமாச்சரேத், நெவர் டூ டு அதர்ஸ். நிறைய வாட்டி சொல்லியிருக்கேன், ஆனாலும் இது கான்டெக்ட்னால சொல்கிறேன் திருப்பி. இது டெய்லி இந்த ஸ்லோகம் 100 times சொல்லணும். 100 times போதுமா? ஜாஸ்தியாக கூட சொல்லலாம், சொல்லணும்னா மட்டுமே போதுமா? இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் பண்ணணும். ஷுட் நாட் ஆஸ்க் தே ஆர் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங், தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங், நான் மட்டுமே தர்மம் ஃபாலோ பண்ணு, இது வேறு. அதர்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங், இஃப் ஐ அலோன் ஃபாலோ வாட் இஸ் தி யூஸ் சுவாமினி, பீப்புள் மேக் மீ லைக் எ டோர் மேட், ஆல் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஷுட் நாட் கம் அட் ஆல், ஐ ஷுட் நாட் திங்க் அட் ஆல். யூ ஹாவ் டு பிட்டி ஆஃப் தெம் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங் தர்ம, யூ ஹாவ் டு பிட்டி ஆஃப் தெம், ப்ரே ஃபார் தெம், நாட் கம்பேரிங் வித் அதர்ஸ். Many people, first they want to follow, even they want to follow also they compare with others. My mamiyar, inda mamiyar vechittu na dharma ma irundha avladha anna. So what? Cantankerous persons are around you, so you want to violate dharma, your duties, then what is big deal in that anna? You are just succumbed to the other people's weaknesses, you are also becoming a weak person. Tit for tat anna. கோ ஹெல், கோ டு ஹெல். என்ன பண்ணுறது? வெரி 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 டிஃபிகல்ட் டு இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் தர்மா. பட் தர்மா அலோன் இஸ் யூ, யூ ஆர் தர்மா. தர்மா அண்ட் யூ ஷுட் நாட் பி டிஃபரெண்ட். அப்படி ஆகணும் லைஃப். நான் தர்மம், தர்மமே நான் தான், அப்படி இருக்கணும். முயற்சி பண்ணணும், ப்ரேயர், அதுக்காக ப்ரேயர் பண்ணணும். பகவான், பகவானே எனக்கு அந்த தர்மமான வாழ்க்கையில் இருக்கிறதுக்கு அந்த தாட்ஸ் மைண்டு எப்போவுமே அப்படியே கொடுப்பான்னு சொல்லணும். பகவான் என்ன பண்ணார், எவ்வளோ சந்தோஷம் பகவானுக்கு, கேட்டால் தானே நம்ம. லெட் மீ பி தார்மிக். வை பகவான் சே சத்வவதாம் சத்வம் அகம். ஸோ பகவான் சிட்ஸ் அபைட் இன் யூ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. ஷ்ணீநாம் வாசுதேவோஸ்மி பாண்டவானாம் தனஞ்சயஹ முனீநாமப்யஹம் வ்யாஸஹ கவீநாமுஷனா கவிஹ. வ்ருஷ்ணீனாம் மீன்ஸ் அமாங் வ்ருஷ்ணி வம்ச, ஐ ஆம் வாசுதேவா. வசு மீன்ஸ் வசுதேவஸ்ய புத்திரஹா வாசுதேவா, ஐ தி லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் நன்னதர் தேன் வாசுதேவா. மீன்ஸ் வார்ஷ்ணேயா, த ஒன் ஹூ பிலாங்ஸ் டு வ்ருஷ்ணி வம்ச. வை இஸ் கால்ட் வாசுதேவா? ஐ கேவ் லாட் ஆஃப் மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் தட், ஃபிலோசாஃபிக்கல் மீனிங் ஆல்சோ. வசந்தி சர்வாணி பூதானி அஸ்மின், இன் ஹூம் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் ரிசைடிங். வசந்தி சர்வாணி பூதானி அஸ்மின், இன் ஹூம் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் ரிசைடிங் இஸ் கால்டு வாசு. தென் தேவஹா தீவ்யதி ஸ்வயம் பிரகாஷதே இதி தேவஹா சித்ரூபஹா இத்யர்த்தஹா. வசு மீன்ஸ் சத்ரூபா, தேவஹா மீன்ஸ் சித்ரூபா. Satchit Rupena Ahameva Asmi. In everyone, I am in the form of existence and consciousness principle. Arjuna, I am Vasudevaha. Vasuscha Asau Devascha Vasudevaha. Sadrupena Chidrupena Ahameva Asmi. One in whom all beings enjoy the existence and consciousness. Then Pandavanam. Rumba kashtam. Arjuna, go on listening to Lord Krishna's glory. Arjuna may feel very bad. Okay. So no, don't worry. You are also great. Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. I am Dhananjayaha among Pandavas means you, the Arjuna, is none other than me. Modalike Mosan. Modalike Mosan Anartha. Ni illeppa, ni nandan solrar parungo. Arjuna is also a vibhuti. Whose vibhuti? That's my vibhuti. Now means what? Arjuna's whole ego. Ennache? Bloated. Punctured, not bloated. Bloated ego, punctured. Arjuna is none other than Bhagavan. In Pandavanam Dhananjayaha Hamasmi. Arjuna is one of the people who ego full of people. Aha, Nan Bhagavan is Gloria. Am I the Vibhuti of the Lord? You are the Vibhuti of mine only, Arjuna. Pandavanam. Dhananjayaha means Dhanam Jayati iti Dhananjayaha. Wherever he goes, he brings a lot of money. Dhanam Jayati iti Dhananjayaha. What is real Dhanam? Receiving Bhagavad Gita is real Dhanam. Namma Dhanamanna edhi paapom. Money, Vaidhurya, Manikyam and all those things. For a Vedantic student, yes, Arjuna is really Dhananjayaha. Why? Because he is the first receiver of Bhagavad Gita. Appadi nenakanu namo. Appadi nenakanu. Today onwards I remember Arjuna because he is Dhananjayaha. I also get a lot of Dhanam. Not like that. I should think Arjuna is Dhananjayaha because he is the richest person, because he is the first receiver of Bhagavad Gita teaching. Therefore I should remember Arjuna. Muni naam aham vyasaha asmi. Among the munis, sages, mananat munihi, among sages, I am vyasaha. Vyasa is one who is compared to Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, that is very beautiful. Achatur vadano brahman. Vyasacharanke Achatur Vadano Brahma Vibahur Aparo Harihi Aphala Lochanaha Shambhu Bhagavan Badarayanaha. That means Achatur Vadanaha, even though Vyasa is one who is not having four heads, but he is a Brahma. Achatur Vadanaha Brahma, Nalutala Illada Brahma. Divahur Aparo Harihi. With two hands, he is none other than his other Hari, Vishnu. Tripala Lochanaha Shambhu. Aphala Lochana. Phala Lochana means Shiva, the one who has got Trinetram. Vyasa is one who is not having Trinetram. Aphala Lochanaha Shambhu. And Mudavad Kannillad or Shambhu Yarana. Vyasa, Bhagavan. Na Vyasa only Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Part of Vyasa Bhagavan, Nal Tala Ille, Rundu Kaida Irke, Ade Madri, Mood Kan Illa Talum, Vyasaya, Vishnu Rupaya, and Shulu. So Vyasa is none other than Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, and Earth. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.